Well, it is the season again. The season of obverse Christianity, in which almost all of the values preached by the nominal head of this holiday are violated in the most gross manner in order to create an event, an every year event on which the entire society has now learned to depend. The economic side of the retail industry in this country depends upon the sales associated with the gift giving, which has somehow become the benchmark of observations for the birth of the Savior. Now, I realize there are other, you know, there are other holidays in here. The Jews are celebrating the ability to make oil last longer than anybody else. The Buddhists are getting ready to celebrate another turn in their great clock. But basically, who cares about what they think? I mean, you know, they've only been around for 2,000 or 3,000 years longer than the Christians. And so, obviously, they're not up with the times. Because Christianity is on the march. It is on the march in every aspect of our lives these days. There are those who believe that evangelical Christianity is working to become an undercover cult within the American military, particularly the Air Force officers. There are those who accept the idea that all time is just a repetition of the same old order, and that we are actually in Iraq and Afghanistan because we're crusaders. Always have been, always will be. There are those who believe that somehow or other the celebration of a God figure is going to change how we deal with the daily world that we are among. Billions of dollars will be spent this holiday, of which fully two-thirds will be on gifts that would not have been given had it not been for a huge display that says, now is the time to give that gift, or you'll be sorry. Guilt. Of course it's guilt. How can you have a Christian anything without guilt? The guilt of not giving your kid good enough presents, fine enough toys. The whole idea of toys as an observation, not just an observation, a duty in our society. We have gone so far as to recruit our U.S. Marine Corps. Excuse me? These are supposed to be trained killers to distribute toys to the needy children so that they won't feel left out when everybody else grosses out on the continuing national product. I mean, really. I have, over the years, gone from disappointment in Christmas perpetually. I sent a letter to Santa and he didn't bring me the royal flyer sled, to disinclination, where it occurred to me that I didn't really want to send Cousin Jimmy a present, to a sort of an intellectual and now personal abhorrence of the whole observation. If it disappeared from the calendar, it would be the best possible alternative to what we are currently doing, which is shameful. But we will keep on doing it, and my sitting over on the side bitching about it is not going to change anything, except to maybe make the already frenzied and psychologically detrimental atmosphere a little bit more poisonous. So I'll quit it for the rest of the week and go back to concentrating on what's going on in the real world. I just thought I'd register my complaint early on in what is annually the biggest single psychological put-down of both the faith it's supposed to celebrate and the values of a rational society on an annual basis so that it becomes a festival. My, my. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip. Oh. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Said my nephew Tim to his Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, and some tiny DVDs. But I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Try to act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile, with a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style. Said my wife to our neighbors across the street. I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
What a thoughtful gift, Peg and Al. I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
A plant in a moldy mayonnaise jar. They must have dug one up from their yard. They must have dug one up from their yard. Said the dad to his kids on Christmas Day. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
This is just exactly what I want.
This is just exactly what I want.
Just as much as last year. Surprise, surprise, a coupon for some fries. That was really very thoughtful, you guys. Really very thoughtful, you guys. Didn't I get this last year? Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
I'm sure I got this last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Yeah, well, thanks. No, it's really very nice.
Didn't I get this last year?
I've always wanted something like this.
Oh, no! I can't believe it. Did you look at the calendar? Did you see what time of year it is? Oh, damn. And just when I thought it was safe to go back to the mall. Still got pumpkin pie. Seems just like yesterday. It was the 4th of July. Now here come those snotty kids singing carols out of tune. I can't believe it's Christmas again so soon. I hate the crowds, I hate the lights, and all those useless cars. I love, I love, I love reindeer fly. Those damn elves have been selling them crack. I just want one present, and that's an ice cold case of beer. 'Cause I'd love to see Santa Claus mauled by a drunk reindeer. Don't need no cheesy gifts beneath the dead pine tree. I'm telling you, Christmas just ain't for me. I used to like Elvis, till he turned my Christmas blue. All this Yuletide hogwash could turn the Pope into a Jew. I've tried for years to make my family understand I'm just not the Christmas kind of man. Yeah, I love to hate Christmas and all those stupid songs, except this one I'm singing, so won't you sing it?
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.